CD 1. Track 15.
Well, it wasn't easy, but we've finally managed to catch up with Terry Donovan, the Olympic champion swimmer and the current world record holder for the men's 200 metres butterfly. Terry, thank you for coming to the studio and welcome to the programme. You seem to be very busy nowadays. Has your life always been like that?
Well, if you're asking about my childhood, it certainly wasn't. I had the most easygoing parents you can possibly imagine. I spent practically all the first 12 years of my life on the beach in my native Australia, playing in the sand, you know, doing nothing, actually.
When we talk about sport, we always think about how important it is to have a strong character, discipline, a strict timetable. If you had such a lazy childhood, how on earth did you manage to become an Olympic champion?
As I said, only the first 12 years of my life were like that. Later on, my parents decided to send me to a special secondary school, and this school turned out to be the best swimming sports centre in the country. And I turned out to be quite good at the butterfly, and so it all started.
You seem to be creating this impression that all the success in your life came just like that, without any hard work on your part. But has this really always been like that?
Well, sometimes it was very hard. For example, the 12 months before I won the gold at the Olympics were the toughest in my whole life. All sorts of things were happening. My girlfriend went off with another guy, then my parents got divorced, and I still had my 6 hours of swimming to do every day.
What was it like when you won the gold? Did you have this feeling that it somehow compensated for all those bad moments and hardships?
In fact, it more than compensated for everything. It was simply the best moment in my life, and it will probably remain so forever. Even if I win another gold in the future, I won't ever feel as ecstatic as I did about that first one.
And finally, Terry, please tell us what you consider to be the most important feature of a successful sports person. Is it strong motivation?
Yes. Motivation is certainly very important. When I start a race, I'm always strongly motivated. You know, I always want to come first. Yet I think that skills are even more important. You must train very hard. Practice and learn and always be very well prepared for each race. If you haven't got enough experience, you will never win, no matter how motivated you are.
Terry Donovan, thank you very much. And now, after the break, we'll have questions from the audience in the studio.